The Wisconsin Institute for Discovery has a name that promises big things. Those scientific revelations come at a cost. Labs will be needed, along with equipment and a building to house it all. Governor Jim Doyle's capital budget includes $19 million to supplement private money for building a scientific center on the UW-Madison campus. Doyle says it's designed to be a magnet where engineers, biologists, chemists, and mathematicians could share ideas.
The Institute will allow scientists to attack problems that have been unapproachable before, setting the stage for new discoveries, products, and technologies that will benefit Wisconsin's economy and, most importantly, human health.
One of those hoping for scientific breakthroughs is Michelle Alzweger, whose 8-year-old son has diabetes. She urged lawmakers to approve funding for the Discovery Center.
Research is so vital. You bring hope to all the families in Wisconsin who deal with this disease on a daily basis. They give themselves daily insulin injections multiple times and blood sugar testing.
UW-Madison officials say the Discovery Institute is key to maintaining an edge in the highly competitive industry of biotechnology, which has states scrambling for dollars and striving to keep top scientists. Embryonic stem cells were first discovered at the UW-Madison and could potentially cure a variety of diseases. Wisconsin Right to Life and other groups oppose such research because human embryos are destroyed when stem cells are taken. Shameen Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.